So it is 5 to 11. I know Scott was going to be available around 11. So now might be a good time for a short break. So at 10 after 10, we'll resume the meeting unless there's anyone who has any objections. Okay, we'll see you at 11:10. Sorry.
We're recording now.
Okay, great. Well, then we'll go back in session after our break. So I've been asked to move item 10 up to this position and delay 8 and 9. Is there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none. Item 10, annual statement of compliance with board resolutions. Mr. Price, is this one yours?
This is mine. And if I could share my screen. Let's see here. Can everyone see the memo in front of them?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is a routine item. This is our statement of annual compliance with all board resolutions for the prior calendar year. Resolutions can take a lot of different forms. But here at Sisera, in the last couple of years, they have been primarily, with respect to the investment team, have been primarily focused on asset allocation targets and ranges. So over the course of 2020, my camera is frozen, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
This camera.
Your audio is good, though.
Audio is good. Let's go for it. All right. So enjoy the awkward video of me caught mid-sentence, and we'll go over the memo here. So over the course of 2020, we had two asset allocation resolutions in place, resolution 2019-4 in place for the first half of the year, and then new targets were adopted in July. So we had resolution 2020-2 in place for the second half of the year. We were in compliance with targets and ranges on every month and basis. And just to note, we do not have a cash range set because we overlay that via parametrics. So that's all exposed to our total asset allocation. So on page 2 here, you can see the month-end allocations to liquidity, growth, and diversifying, and see that they're in that green range for all time periods here. I would note that you see the generalized drawdown in liquidity from January through July. It kind of drifts down, and then you see that bump back up in August. I would also note that you see the contributions from employers doing prepayments in July. It shows up in the cash number there, the 8.1% in cash. That's because we have a lot of the checks hit on the 31st of July and deployed the first week of August. So you have that temporary bump up there. The other thing I think is interesting when we take a look at a year like 2020, take a look at the first couple of months of the year within the growth portfolio, which saw the biggest drawdown during that first quarter. We really didn't see a significant impact to within the range. We went from 69% to 67.8%. And then we began our rebalancing in April. So even with a large shock to the system, I think the diversification that we have in the program kind of showed up here. So not a significant amount to report. We were in compliance at all points during the year. Happy to take any trustee questions.
Not hearing any, Tim.
All right.
Okay. So,
Mr. Chair, I think I have two theories on Tim's challenges. One, either his kids are using up all the bandwidth for their virtual classes, or you've been helping him out with his technical requirements.
There's the shot.
Unfortunately, I'm in the office, so I really can't blame anybody.
Oh, go ahead. Just pile it on me. That's funny.
As shots go, for the record, that was a pretty mild one, Todd, I think.
Tough room.
Very tough room. Gail, I assume Scott has not arrived yet.